anointing, Lord. Let's go to Ephesians 6. These are probably very familiar scriptures for everybody in here. This is going to be in the Amplified Bible. If you don't have the Amplified, Beth will have it on the screen. He's given them instruction. He talks about children, you know, obey your parents. He talks about the last part of that, verse 90. He's talking about things, how we're supposed to conduct ourselves in our lives. And he talks about obeying servants, obey your masters and all that. Then verse 10, he says, in conclusion, be strong in the Lord. He says, be empowered through your union with him. Draw your strength from him, that strength which his boundless might provides. He says, put on God's whole armor, the armor of a heavy armed soldier with God's supply, which God supplies, that you may be able successfully to stand up against all the strategies and the deceits of the devil. Now notice that if you don't do all of this, you're not going to be able to stand successfully. That's why he's telling us all this, right? He goes on, verse 11, he says, verse 12, for we are not wrestling with flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the despotisms, against the powers, against the master spirits who are the world rulers of this present darkness. Do you understand what he's saying right there? This present darkness that we live in. The Bible says Satan is the god of this world, this world system. He goes on, he says, who are the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spirit forces of wickedness and heavenly supernatural fear. Therefore, put on God's complete armor that you may be able to resist and to stand your ground on the evil day of danger. And having done all, the crisis demands to stand firmly in your place. Now, we know how, or most of us, who I'm sure we probably all do, let's recap a little bit, how Satan became the god of this world. Right? Y'all remember the story. It's over there in Genesis, where God had told Adam and Eve, do not eat the fruit of this tree. You can eat of any other tree here, but not this one. He set that apart for himself. Well, he says, for in the day that you do, you shall surely die. Well, we know the story. Eve became deceived. She ate of the fruit. Then Adam did absolutely nothing, and he ate of the fruit also. And they had been given all power, all authority, all dominion over the earth and everything in the earth. But when they yielded and they got deceived, Eve got deceived by him, and they ate of the fruit, and then Adam ate of the fruit of the tree, how many knows, they lost all that dominion. See, whenever Jesus was in the wilderness, when he was fasting for 40 days and nights, and the devil came to tempt him, one of the things that he told him, he said, see all of this, the glory of all the kingdoms of the earth. He said, I'll give this to you if you'll bow down and worship me just one time. Y'all remember that, right? It's Luke 4, I believe. Yeah. And what did Jesus tell him? Worship only the Lord thy God, right? That's what he wants. He wants our worship. And it's not we bow down in front of him, just we yield to him. Do you understand that's what that is? God wants the same thing. Did y'all see the rally last night of Trump's rally? No, some of you did, some of you didn't. So y'all don't know Trump was shot? Yeah. I believe, far as I know, it just nicked him in the ear. Now, I am not of any political party. I could care less about politics and all that stuff. But how many knows the scriptures that I just read, that's not just for you. He talks about the rulers of the darkness of the world. Not just in your little life. See, most of us, we only have little demons and imps that come to us to distract, to deceive, to get us off course or whatever. But then you've got those, they are major demons. You've got the, do you understand Baal's still here? If y'all read your Old Testament, you know you cannot do away with a spirit. You cannot kill a spirit. You can cast it out, but you cannot kill it. Just like me, you cannot kill me. Why? I'm a spirit. One day my body will die, but my spirit and my soul will go one place or the other. Now, I've been born again, so I know where I'm going. So y'all understand what I'm saying, right? So spirits, you cannot kill them. You can never do away with them. And if you read the Old Testament, you understand there are many, many gods. And they have not been done away with. What we just read was New Testament, right? Ephesians chapter 6, and he's still talking about all of these rulers of the darkness, the master spirits. Their spirits, they control whole nations. And those gods, they're still there. But according to Scripture, they're not gods, right? There's only one true God. He said they have eyes, but they don't see. They have mouths, but they don't talk. They have ears, but they don't hear. God is the only one true God. But from the beginning of time, what did Satan say? What was his rebellion? I will ascend into the heavens. I will become like the Most High God. He's never stopped. That's the same thing that he tries to do today in our personal, individual lives and in the entire world. And sad to say, probably one of the greatest gods that is in America is self. Do you realize we can become an idol to our own self, a god to our own self? And God doesn't take that god less than what he takes Baal or any of the rest of them, right? Because do you know what one of the things in the Satanic Bible is? Do what thou will. What's that mean? Whatever I want to do. Whatever I think, whatever I feel, whatever I want to say. Everything that I want, indulge myself. But what does God say? Right the opposite. Obey me. Everything that I have planned for you is good. It's not always good to your flesh. It's not always what your flesh likes. But the outcome and the product, the end product, will always be good. Right? There'll be blessing. There'll be prosperity and things like that. But there's still those gods today. Just like y'all remember reading the Old Testament, the god Molech. Molech, Molech, M-O-L-E-C-H. You can go back in the Old Testament and look at it. They sacrificed their sons and their daughters to this god. Now, I believe that this God still exists, and this is abortion today. Y'all not saying much. Help us, Jesus. Because see, it's do what thou will. Do what you choose. Do what you want. Do what you think is right. But do you understand? I believe that same God is in the earth today, and this stuff about abortion, because you don't have the right to kill another person. And unless you repent of that, you will stand and answer before God about that. Now, I love you. I love people. I've heard people, know people have abortions and things like that. I understand your mind, your situation. But do you understand you cannot override the Word of God? And that same God is out there today. Why? They sacrificed their children to this God. They burned their children. Can you just think with me? Picture this. Can you imagine, Samantha, putting Chloe on an altar or burning fire to worship a God? That's what they did. And that's what they're still doing today. It's just not an altar of fire. Why? Because he's after the children. Whoever, do you understand? Abortion, homosexuality, transgenderism is wiping out complete bloodlines that was supposed to be here in the earth, that God said was supposed to be here. And he doesn't take this stuff lightly. There's other gods. They had a symbol to Ashtoreth. She was a god. She's still a god today. Do you know that ISIS is a god? They're not a terrorist organization. Hamas, Hezbollah, all those, they are terrorist organizations that came from ISIS, which is a god that is worshipped in their country today. You can't do away with these. But do you know what it takes? It takes the power of God to defeat them, to overthrow them, dethrone them. See, people think that this is an election of politics between Biden, Democrats, and Republicans, Trump. No, it's not. This is an election between light and darkness. Jesus said he came and he was that light, but because people love darkness rather than light, they rejected him. See, we want to make sure we don't do that, because it's not about a man. It's not about a person. It's about God's will. It's about God's plan. And God's plan is always to bless, always to prosper, always to show favor, unless he can't, because we're in rebellion to other gods. That is one of the things that happened yesterday. See, some people, they say, when I listen to Trump, I don't like his personality, I don't like the way he talks, and I don't care. You realize some of y'all ain't like the way I talk. Some of y'all don't like the things I say. But that doesn't change. I'm the one that is chosen to do the Sunday school until Monty comes for his turn. Do you understand? It's not about what me and you like. It's not about what me and you would choose. It's not about what me and you would do. God lifts up and God brings down, and it's all at His own choosing for the whole. God sees everybody all at one time, and God has a plan. But how many knows, as God's people, we are supposed to be working in conjunction with the Holy Spirit on the inside. Listen to me, there is no gift of discernment. You better hear what I'm telling you. Because if you believe, read the scriptures. 1 Corinthians 12, you will not find a gift of discernment in that. What you do find is discerning of spirits. And what that gift does, you see angels, right? Y'all remember the story? Was that Elisha? I can't remember. Whenever his servant told him, said, "Alas, master, there's more of them than there is of us. They're surrounded." And he prayed and he said, "God, open his eyes." That's the gift of discernment. What happened? He saw in the spirit realm what he could not see in the natural, and he said, "There's more for us than what there is against us." That's what that gift does. You see over into the spirit realm. There is no gift of discernment. Every Christian that is born again, you have the anointing, the Holy One on the inside of you, and that anointing teaches you right from wrong. We just did 3 messages about that. So if you're born again, you are discerning. You're supposed to be discerning. But do you know if you walk in so much darkness, you can't even discern the light when it comes? Oh, but if you know Him and you're close to Him, there's times that I'm standing there during praise and worship, or I'm sitting there during preaching or whatever, and there's times you can feel it. It's like He walks in the room and you know Him. You know when He's there and you know when He's not there. Why? Because you know Him. And the Bible says if you know Him, then you know truth. Why? He is the Spirit of truth, the Bible says about the Holy Spirit. What is that? John chapter 14, 15, somewhere around in there? Yeah, He is the Spirit of truth. He's the counselor. I've come to find out He's also a therapist. Thank you, Jesus. I knew I needed one, but Scotty wouldn't take me to one, so the Holy Ghost said, "I'll be your therapist, Teresa." Absolutely. But see, it's about when we yield our will to Him. See, people think the anointing is just something that you can lay hold of and get. No, 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 no. You get the anointing when you get born again and He comes upon you and you're baptized in the Holy Ghost, because there's an indwelling, there's a coming upon for service. And you begin to know Him and you just hear what He says and you just say it. Just like I said last week, I'm reminded about Johnny. That was kind of funny, Johnny. But we're all growing and developing, you know. He heard enough to know to pray for the guy. So he goes to the bathroom and he prays for him. But that's not what the Holy Ghost was saying, right? The Holy Ghost wanted Johnny to lay hands on the guy and pray for him and let the power of God, the Holy Ghost, work through him. And so Johnny said, "God, didn't you hear me? I just prayed for him." Oh, the Holy Ghost, He is so patient, because sometimes we are so slow. I speak for myself of understanding of what He's saying and what He wants. See, some people think He can be very easily offended. Some things He can, but He's very, very patient. Do you realize the way we conduct church is not the way everybody else conducts church? But at the same time, He still moves in here. He still moves and touches and ministers to each one of us. We're over yonder. They do it a totally different way. But it's however He says. And He is so accommodating to do His best to work with us, right? When our hearts are right, and He will work with us, and He will move, and He will speak. Do you understand? The times of playing church is over. Absolutely over. The times of being a part-time Christian, where you pray and you talk to Him on Sunday, and you do your own thing during the week, or on your job, or whatever it is that you do, all that's over with. Why? Because we're coming down to the end of the line, people. There is darkness running rampant like I have never seen in my lifetime. See, it's the dark versus the light is what it is. It is Satan trying to do his will. See, if he can just get God out of time and of the prophecies that's come, if he could just got Jesus not born at the time that God had appointed, he could have changed everything. But how many knows he can't? And the thing about God is, God doesn't move outside of His people. He's bound himself to his word. He doesn't do anything that's not in his word. He works everything according to his plan. According to scripture, the Bible says Jesus was the lamb slain before he ever set time in motion, because God's not in time. God's in eternity. God created time for me and you. He, kind of like I like to say, God made the movie. Do y'all realize that's how they make movies, Johnny? I did not know that. They start the movie, they figure out where they want the movie to end up, then they get the end, and then they back the movie up and put everything in line to end up right there where they wanted that movie to. I did not know that. Yeah, Will Smith and a lot of them has done movies, and they'll tell you that's how they make movies. Why? Because you can't just get out there and not have a plan. You got to know where you're going, or your ending could be anything. Jerry could have got killed in a car wreck, and he's supposed to be at the end of the movie. God does the same thing. So there is nothing that can ever catch God off guard. There's nothing that can ever thwart the plan of God. I'm talking about the whole plan of God. Now, I can mess things up in my life according to the plan of God, and I have. But the thing about God is his mercies is new every morning. And if I will repent and I will line myself back up with him and what he's saying and begin to be obedient again, here we go again. God is so good. But what happened yesterday about Trump being shot? And y'all pray for the shooters. They killed him. The Secret Service killed him and another person, from what I understand. So I prayed for their families, you know, because it could have been one of my family members. It could have been one of your family members, you know. And I mean, I would hate that. So pray for their families and all that. And we're supposed to be in much prayer about those that are in authority over us. Just like y'all are supposed to pray for those that are in authority here in this place. You know, and as well as those in authority, we pray for y'all, you know, and all of that. But that goes all the way from the lowest all the way to the top. Because, see, me and you, we deal with our little spirits and our little despotisms and all this stuff. But when you get up there, the more authority that you have, the more influence that you have, the more the bigger the devils are going to be that attacks you. Why? Because they want that control. And sad to say that our government has become, not all of it, but a lot of our government has become so corrupt to where God says he's not pleased with any of them. Any of y'all listen to the prophecies? Kim Clement, actually his name's Clement. I said Clement for years. Y'all, none of y'all listen to him? Any of y'all listen to any prophets? Who you listen to, Sandy? Kim Clement? You heard him some? Anybody else? Hey, Kim Clement? Yeah. He was a major prophet, for those of you that do not know. He actually prophesied the World Trade Center bombing in 1993. He was so accurate about world. I'm not talking about prophet to a church. He was a prophet to this nation, to America. God sent him here from, he was born in Africa. And God sent him over here. And he prophesied the World Trade Center bombing in 1993. How many knows that didn't happen till what? 2001, too? I can't remember exactly. 2000-something, anyway. How many knows? You cannot know that without God. I read a prophecy last night that after this happened in 2005 that he gave that there would be an assassination attempt on Donald Trump. In 2005. This is 2024. Ain't no way you can know that. He was so accurate after the World Trade Center was bombed and everything. The FBI investigated him, tore his life upside down investigating him because they did not believe that it was God that was showing him them things. But then after he was investigated and it was revealed to them it was God, they began to get him to work with the FBI to thwart the plans of the enemy. Oh, God is so good. And he doesn't always work the way that we think that he will. He works the way that he chooses. Now, it's always in line with his word. You won't ever find him doing things outside of this word. And the Bible says if we've been born again, we have the Holy Spirit on the inside that bears witness. Witness with our spirits that we are the sons of God, but also with what is truth. So what happened last night, he was at a rally, thousands of people there and all this, you know, and they had a shooter that was not in the perimeter, I guess you would call it, but I think on top of one of the buildings that was outside of the perimeter, so they didn't have to go through checkpoint. Do you understand that's darkness? Kim Clement, I brought it to the church. Y'all remember the prophecy that I brought here? I think he gave it something like 2013, 2015. Do y'all remember about the where Kim prophesied, you know, that they was cut the heads off of babies and all that stuff? Y'all remember I brought it and I showed it to y'all. He prophesied that about ISIS and them, and I believe it was 2013 or 2015. Why does God do this? Because he doesn't want us being informed. He wants us to know. Do you understand? I truly believe that the prophet's ministry is one of the least desired ministries today. See, I just asked y'all. Kim Clement is the only name I heard. How come? Prophets is in the fivefold ministry, people. And according to Scripture, it says that he gave the fivefold ministry, not four or three, but the fivefold ministry, right? The prophets, the evangelists, the teachers, apostles, what's the other one? What? Yeah. Pastor. Yeah. My brain had a moment there. But it says he gave all five of those for what? The perfecting of the saints, which is the church, the body of Christ, until we all come to the full knowledge of the stature of the Lord Jesus Christ. So if we don't have one, we're lacking. Right? If it's going to take all five, if God gave all five, don't he give the best? He says he gave gifts unto men, and he told the reason why he gave them. Then they're all still needed, and they will all be here until we leave here. But the thing about it is, a lot of times today, people, they don't want to hear the prophets. They don't want nobody be in a service or anything where somebody's a prophet. You know why? They're going to read your mail. If God gives it. See, a lot of people think prophets just walk around and they see you and, oh, they just discern and know everything about you. No, they don't. They only know whatever the Lord tells them. They only know about a nation or a country or a people or a person, what the Lord tells them. That's why in 1 Corinthians 12 it's called a word of knowledge. You understand? You just get a word about something or somebody, you know, all that stuff. But at the same time, they're still needed today. That's just like me, for an example. I very much enjoy the prophet's ministry. I read the Old Testament. If you go back in the Old Testament, there was prophet after prophet after prophet after prophet, seer after seer after seer. Y'all remember Nathan that came to David? Bible calls him Nathan the prophet. David had sinned. David is a king over nations, right? And he has sinned. And the thing about it is, God will bring wrath on the whole thing. Why? Because he's the head. But God doesn't want to do that. So God, he's not getting it, so God does what? Sends him Nathan the prophet. And Nathan tells him a story, right? Y'all remember that? About a guy, he had a whole bunch of sheep and all that, but there's this one guy, he only has one little ewe lamb. And the other guy took his little ewe lamb. Oh my goodness, David got indignant. And Nathan looks at him and says, David, you are the man. What happens? The goodness of God, the Bible says, leads us to repentance. David repented, right? Time and time again. Now, in the Old Testament, a lot of times prophets was there to tell them where to go, what to do, all that, to conduct their lives to a certain degree. The prophets that we have today, they're not supposed to be telling me who I'm supposed to marry. Oh, y'all looking at me like a cow at a new gate. There are false prophets out there. There's some out there, 1-800-PROPHET line, give me $100 and I'll prophesy. Do not call them. They are in the same witchcraft that those psychics are in, and they're listening to the same devils. See, just because somebody says they're a prophet does not mean they're a prophet of God. Y'all remember there was 450 prophets of Baal. And we are at the time today, because we are coming down to the end. The Bible talks about in Revelation how that the devil, seeing that it came down with great wrath. Why? Because his time is short. And he knows it. So he's trying to wrap this thing up. And there's false prophets out there, and they prophesy things that are not so. But there's still, how many knows you don't throw, Brother Brad used to tell us this way, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Just because the bathwater got dirty, don't throw the baby out. Don't throw out prosperity, financial prosperity, because there's been a lot of misuse of financial prosperity and false teaching of financial prosperity in the Word of God. But it does not change that God prospers His saints, right? But see, we have to know what is the right, what is the wrong, what is the ones that is truth. And we have the Holy Spirit inside us, and we discern what is truth and what is error, right? But we cannot do that if we're not close to Him, if we don't know His voice. But the Bible says if we've been born again, His sheep, we know His voice. And the voice of a stranger or another, we don't follow, right? But we've come down to where here, I see it kind of like the same days that Elijah was in. When he went to him and he told him and he told the people, he said, you're going to have to make a choice. Y'all don't remember the story? Do we need to go read it? Y'all remember it, right? He told the people, you're going to have to make a choice. Those that's going to serve God, get on this side. Those that are going to serve Baal or some other, get on the other side. Why? Because you can't stay the way you are any longer. It's a choice. You get on one side or the other. Because, see, whatever God you yield yourself to, whether it's self, whether it's Baal, whether it's Jehovah, right, you're going to get the results of your God. And the thing about it is, God has already judged the devil and all of his cohorts. And I'm not going to take that judgment. Why? I'm going to be on the side of the Lord. But y'all remember the story. He went up there and he told him, he said, okay, y'all gather up all your prophets. Jezebel's prophets, as they was. Jezebel had killed a lot of the hundreds of the prophets of the Lord to the point to where Elijah thought he was the only one left. But God told him, hey, I got, 5,000 hiding out that you don't even know about? But anyway, as the story goes, he tells them, he says, okay, call all your prophets up here, the prophets of Baal. Why? Baal is a god and he's still here today. Y'all better hear what I'm telling you. Do you understand? America has been a, what is the word I will use? A stronghold in the nations. What do I mean by that? America has always been strong. God has been with us. Yes, we got a lot that does not serve God, but we got a lot of Christians that still do serve God in this country that cries out to Him. But see, God has to come in to keep all the other gods at bay. Do you understand what I'm telling you? That's like right now. You can't be giving money to China, to Iran, and all these others, and in bed with them, and want the hedge of protection of God. It does not happen that way. That's exactly what's happening, and I'm not talking about a person. Because see, whatever God that you yield to. So the thing about it, I believe God has chosen Trump just because that's His choice. Who am I to say who God needs to? Let me ask you something. A lot of times people, they kind of act like somebody has to be perfect for God to use them. Y'all know I'm not, don't you? Quit laughing, Sandy. That's a little too much, I know. No, I would not have picked myself. I would not have picked me to do what I'm doing. Would you have picked you to do what you're doing? I would not have picked you. I'm sorry, I just would not. Why? Because we see flesh. We know flesh. We see fire. Do you understand that stuff does not stop God from using whoever He chooses? The Bible says that He hardened Pharaoh's heart. Why? To reveal His glory. The Bible says the kings are in the hearts of the kings is in the hand of the Lord, and He turns them however He chooses. Oh, God, I'm telling you, the first of this year, it was like the Spirit of the Lord began to move in my spirit, and I felt like I loved America like I have never loved her before. I mean, you could just say the word America, and I'm about crying. That's not me. I love America, but not like, but do you know God loves America like that? And when you read the Old Testament, there would be some that, and you should be reading the Old Testament because it has a lot to do with today because the Old Testament has not been done away with. Things has just been changed. Just like those devils I was talking about, the gods, the Baal, the Ashtoreth, the Molechs, all of those. There's a whole bunch of them that they're still there and everything. But it was like, God began to deal with me about America and had me going back over the prophecies of years and years ago. And that's how I come across the one. And God's showing us a timeline. When they cut them, when they cut the heads off of those babies over there, what was it, October 7th? Kim had prophesied that in 2013 or 2015, and I put it up on the screen. Do you know what that told me? God's timeline we're on. Where we're at in God's timeline. Because do you really understand that He's coming? That this is all about to be done away with? I know we've heard that and heard that and heard that and heard that, and there'll be some, yeah, I know it. But when you hear the prophecies and you can see with your own eyes in reality, it should tell us, well, no man knows the day or the hour, but Jesus told him, He said, you discern the signs of the times. You discern the skies. If it's peak, you think it's going to rain. Y'all remember all that? We are supposed to be discerning the times and the seasons that we are in. And prophecy helps us do that. But He prophesied about Trump. And it's coming down to where He told him over there. He said, okay. He said, go get some wood. He said, and all this stuff. He said, you call on your God. Do whatever you want to do. You call on Baal. And He said, the God that answers with fire, He's God. Y'all know the story. Oh, so it goes on all day long, and they start cutting themselves. Listen to me. If you're cutting yourself, it's demonic spirits. I'm not saying you're demon-possessed, but you are being highly influenced by demonic spirits. The Spirit of God would never lead you to harm yourself like that in any way. But devils take it as worship. So the prophets of Baal began to cut themselves, and they cut themselves. Maybe they're about to cut themselves bleeding to death. I don't know. Because they're trying so hard to get Baal to answer, and how many knows? He cannot answer. He is not a God like our God that answers. Well, they cut themselves, they danced, they hollered, they did all this stuff, and nothing happened. This went on all day long, best I can remember. Then he tells them, he says, okay, he says, get the wood. He said, build a trench around the wood and all this, the altar. He says, pour water on it, pour water on the wood. Then he tells, I think if they poured it on it, like two or three times they poured water on it. It's soaked till you have a ditch of water all around the altar. And Elijah called on the name of the Lord his God, and he answered by fire. If fire came down, burned up the wood, and the Bible says, licked up the water. Oh, my goodness. He's the same God today. He is the Lord thy God, he said, and he never, ever changes. You know why a lot of times we don't see more of the power of God than we do? It's because we're not making the choices like Elijah said. I'm talking to myself. I have way too much stuff in my life that is not God. I yield way too much to the way I feel. I yield way too much to what I think. Y'all not saying nothing? And that's okay. Maybe it's just me. That's okay. But I have been fasting and praying to humble myself. Because do you understand? Humbleness is a key. Humility is a key to you not being deceived. And to you being obedient to God. If I ever get in pride, I will not obey Him. I don't care what it is, whether it's tithing, giving, going to church, shutting my mouth when I'm supposed to shut up. It doesn't matter. Why? Because pride exalts itself. But God says, if you will humble yourself, I will exalt you. Johnny, all of those at work will see that you serve the Lord thy God. He answered with what? Healing, just what the guy needed. There is people hurting all over this world. And it absolutely breaks God's heart. Why? He loves everybody. He doesn't just love you because you're a Christian. The Bible says He loved you and Jesus gave Him His life for us while we were yet sinners. How much more? It's kind of like your kids, you know. If your kid's running wild, they disobey you, don't do nothing you say, you are not inclined to show favors. You're inclined to bring discipline. Right? But when you have a child that is obeying you, that loves you, that's like, whatever you want, mom or dad, you don't even got to ask to take out the garbage. They just grab the garbage and go. What's it make you want to do? Let me give you some money. Did you want to go skating? What do you want? God is the same way. Why? We're made in His image and His likeness. And the Bible says if we can give good gifts to our children, how much more can He do good things and give good gifts to us? Because people are hurting and God loves people. Just like us, we're not blessed financially just for us. Absolutely not. God told Abraham, He said, I'm going to bless you and then I'm going to make you a blessing. Just like my building over there, you know. God didn't do that just for me. I did not come up with that myself. That whole thing, listen, what I saw was like a Disneyland in my backyard. This is just the beginning. Why? Because, see, I may see a building, you may see a building just like this church. When Scotty was thinking about, you know, how to do these steps and this stage and all this stuff, he sat on a bucket, you know, and he's looking up and saying, God, how do I make this? And God told him, he said, you see a church, but I see generations. God saw generations that are being aborted. God said, do you realize they have lost, according to them, they say, they have lost over 85,000 children that has come through that border. I can tell you where they are. They're being sex trafficked. They're working in slave labor. Over 85,000 children. Do you not think that absolutely breaks God's heart? That you can't get any more innocent than children. Absolutely not. But God knows where there are, and God's going to raise up deliverers. That is exactly why Trump is supposed to be put in office, and according to the prophecies, he will be. He absolutely will be. Why? Because, see, just like when you read the Old Testament, they would say they would be Jehu, they would be Uzziah, they would be Hezekiah. One of the things that God said about Hezekiah, whenever you start that chapter and it's talking about that certain king or whatever, and it will say, and so he did evil. Like Ahab, he said, he did evil in the sight of the Lord, following his forefathers. Then you get over there to Hezekiah, and it say about Hezekiah, he did right in the sight of the Lord, and he said, according to his father David. David wasn't his father, he was his forefather. But do you know the Bible says about David? David did all that was in God's heart. Trump is called to do all that is in God's heart. I don't care if you like him or you don't, but you should have some discernment inside of you to go past what you see and past what you hear and discern the Spirit of the Lord. Because if not, you'll be fooled. And I'm just not just talking about elections. We need to be praying for them. We need to be praying for all of them. We need to be praying for our government. And I'm not saying that we don't, but do you realize powers of darkness, they are raging. We have less than 4 months to this election. It's not surprising. I wasn't surprised that they hadn't already done tried to assassinate him. Why? When you look in the natural, you can't tell me a president that they have not investigated, lied on, conspired against than Trump in this entire nation of the United States of America. Tell me one. Do you really think that's just people that's doing that? Listen, I could hate you and have forgot about you 2 years ago. Devils don't forget. They have an agenda. And how do they get their agenda done? Working through people. How does God accomplish his agenda? Working through people. That's what it's all about. We are here to rule the nations. Do you understand? Under him. Under Christ. Right? But they are also here to keep the rule that they have and take territory. But they cannot if God's people will not allow him. Right? So what do we do? Some people say, well, I'm not into politics. You know, I don't vote and this, that, and another. And I don't get into all that. You better get into all that. Why? God is into all of that. And the Bible says when the righteous, that means God's chosen, whoever that is, when the righteous are in authority, what? Woo! We can party! Weenies is a dollar a pack! Come on now. But when it's not, the Bible says when the ungodly or the unrighteous are in authority, what? The people mourn. They're sad. Why? They are oppressed. Why? Because it's not people, it's demons. People are oppressed. They get sad. They're depressed. They're oppressed. They feel faithless. They feel like they can't make it. But whenever the righteous are in authority, things prosper. They blossom. Just like God told Isaac, he said, don't go down there to Egypt like your daddy Abraham did. He said, stay right here in this land. He said, sow and I'll bless you. The Bible says he sowed in a time of famine. Do you understand there's famine because there's no rain? That's one of the things about our tithing. We're not going to get into that. But there's a famine because there's no rain. But God caused his crop to be blessed and prospered, so much so, the Bible says, the devils, the Philistines envied him. Do you understand that's what God does with us? So much so that your life becomes so blessed. People can see it, demons see it, and they cannot stand it. Why? Because you can help the ones that they are oppressing. You can help the ones that they are depressing. You can give them the words, right, of the Spirit of the Lord, whatever God is saying. Or you can pay their light bill to get that pressure off of them. Y'all not saying nothing. Y'all don't do this stuff? Y'all don't help people? Yeah, I know you do. The devil cannot stand that. Why? He don't want anybody helped. He don't want anybody blessed. He don't want anybody prospered. His thing is total, complete, wipe you out, darkness, stomp on you. That he has no mercy whatsoever. I was reading about David the other day, and David had sinned. I believe it was the one where he sinned with Bathsheba. No, it wasn't that one. It's something where he numbered the people, I think it was. Anyway, he got in trouble. And God come to him and he told him, he said, I'm going to let you choose. I'm going to let you choose your punishment. It was going to be so many years of famine, and then it was going to be something else, and then it was going to be something just pretend. He was going to give him into the hands of his enemies. Do you understand sometimes that's how you get chastised? You open the door and God lets your enemy take you over and give you a real good whooping. And then he'll say, stop when you repent. Well, anyway, David told God, he said, never let me fall into the hands of my enemy because they have no mercy. God, help us that we never, ever fall into the hands of our enemies. Do you understand what Islam would do to us? Do you understand what they're doing in this country today? And Kim also prophesied that. He said, your enemies, he said, they are not outside like before. He said, your enemies are within. But see, the good thing about it is God knows every place they are. All the people that has come across that border. They're not just Mexicans and Guatemalans and Venezuelans. No, they're from Iraq. They're from Iran. They're from all the countries that they hate us. Some of them's from China. And why do you think we have not had a great demonstration of like a 9/11 here? Oh, our border patrol's just so good. Are you serious? That's a joke to think that's the reason. And they may be good. I believe they are. I believe they're trying to do their jobs and all that. Tell me why. With all of those people, I mean, they've even caught some of them on the known terrorist list that the United States has. How come we ain't seen nothing yet? How come they ain't bombed nothing yet? How come they ain't killed thousands of people yet? How come there's no planes flying into anything yet? Y'all don't know? Because God is good. And we are still here. And God loves America. And God loves people, especially His people. And when the Bible says, when we cry out to God, do you understand? Faith rises in obscurity, in dark places. Say you ain't praying much. You ain't praying much. Oh, Lord, I just love you. Everything's just so great and everything, you know. And that's about the extent of your praying. You know what you need? A good trial. Why? I guarantee you, you'll get to praying. Faith grows in darkness and obscurity. And God has done what He has done to bring this stuff that has been going on now for a few years, that's been going on for a long time, but we could not see it. But God's seen it. And how many knows God is the revealer? And God is moving on His people and waking us up. Why? Because there is an end-time harvest coming, and I'm not just talking about of people being saved. Everything, every prophecy that God has ever prophesied that's in this book, the great wealth transfer, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous, for God's people. Why? Because they'll do with it what He says, not just so we can have a bunch more money. We got a job to do. He said, occupy till I come, right? That has to happen. It hasn't happened yet. But do you realize it's going to? Because see, when God's people cry out, God hears. But what did He say over there? What is that? I can't remember now if it's 1st or 2nd Chronicles. But He says, if my people that are called by my name, not pray, humble yourself first. Humble themselves. Seek my face. Pray. What did He say? I will heal your land. Why? God is always inclined to bless. God is always inclined to show favors. All of that stuff. And the thing about it is, we may not be as a whole a Christian nation like what we once was, but there's a lot of us still here, and God's ear is still open to the cry of the righteous. And it's not time for America to be done away with. It is time. God is coming to bless America, to bring justice and make things right again. So I want to encourage you this morning to be praying. Pray for Biden. I mean, I'm telling you, that poor man, I feel sorry for him. There's something wrong with him, and they won't let him come down. They just keep using him like a puppet. I mean, so I feel sorry for him. I pray for him. There's really something wrong with him, you know. Not be making fun of people and stuff like that, but to be praying and to be crying out. And if God tells you to do something, do it. Go vote. Don't vote for who I said vote for. Ask God who you're supposed to vote for. That's your God-given right. Don't not vote, because do you realize by not voting, if all it takes is for the righteous to do nothing, for evil to prevail. All right, I've got to stop because my time is actually already up. Does anybody have any comments or